Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
Today is Earth Day. Today is Abby's birthday.
Woo-hoo.
And today is Bart and Mai's 8th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I have 8 apologies I'm going to give my husband today for our anniversary because I felt, what does that man deserve more? or what does that man deserve most after being with me for 8 years? And that's a lot of apologies. Before I get to my list, though, really, Abby? Really?
Really?
You right. Having a time this month.
I have been humiliated on this show so many times. I deserve 8 apologies. I deserve 28 apologies.
And from you need to apologize to yourself?
No. Stop shaming me in the US, town square.
The U.S. education system needs to apologize to Abby.
All right. So we just had a conversation on the air about what, Cassie?
It's a book called The One by John Mars. And the whole point is a scientist uncovers a gene in your DNA that you can get screened for. And it matches you with the one you're meant to be with romantically in your life.
And Abby, we had a lengthy conversation about, would you do that if you were engaged? Would you go through with it? If you were married, would you go through with it to see if you were actually partnered up with your soulmate? And we were having this lovely hypothetical question debate. And after, off air, you said, what?
It's not real. I thought John Mars was a scientist. I thought he was like John Gottman or something. And you could do like a blood test or whatever and they could pick out your DNA. Yes.
She's a like, person, man.
I was like, they're gonna put Hinge out of business. I was like, why wouldn't people do this? As someone who loves like just, I don't know, getting things right, I was like, man, I wanna do that. I wanna find that perfect gene match. And then it's not real.
You're so cute.
It's a book.
I say.
Well, it could have been like a research study. That's what I thought it was. I thought it was like a research study where it talked about how he developed it.
Really?
We've talked about some weird stuff on this show from time to time that were like, that's a thing. So, I mean, I'm going to give you, it's her birthday. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
You're also just so smart. And you always bring like facts to the table to where I'm like, oh, this must be something she just learned about. And she was reading like a science fiction. Not science fiction. She was reading like a research. No, I don't know. I was like, this is something she learned. At Emory. I don't know. It just sounded so smart and legit that I was like, this must be a thing.
If this exists, it's going to be headline news everywhere.
Absolutely.
If they have found some kind of DNA genome matching service to find your soulmate, it will be everywhere. Not just on the Burt Show.
It wouldn't have been breaking news for sure.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So I have here my anniversary gift to my husband, which, by the way, we forgot to say happy anniversary to each other this morning when we left or when I left.
Well, if y'all both do it, it's no problem.
It's
right?
No problem.
It cancels each other out.
For sure. Yeah. Running a little behind this morning per usual. That's typical. So I'm not running behind. That's us. And he gets up with me every morning and packs my lunch. And he's at the door handing me my stuff, give each other a kiss, and I'm out the door. I even got to the car, came back because I forgot my yoga mat. And
not because you forgot to say happy anniversary.
And neither one of us still said it to each other. So when I got to work, I texted him happy anniversary. Aww. But here is, again, my husband and I, we've been married 8 years, but we've been together almost 20. So There's a little bit of history there. So today, my darling Bart, for our 8th anniversary, I have 8 apologies for you. Katie, I didn't think about this beforehand, but if we have any kind of like romantic music maybe that is readily available, She's perusing.
Do you want to play the songs I just sent you?
No.
They're romantic, but in a different way.
Oh, yeah. That's probably not going to happen. We're tired. All right, here we go. Happy 8th anniversary. Love of my life, Bart. I found my soulmate, Abby, without the use of any kind of DNA testing, and love it's been glorious.
Flexing.
Brag a little more, Kristen.
On her birthday, by the way. She just threw it in her
face. To my face.
Yep.
All right, apology number one, Bart. I apologize that I continually leave knives within reach of our child on kitchen counters all the time.
Oh, God. Oh wow.
Every time I'm starting out strong.
That's an intense start.
That's like the mildest one. No.
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Anytime I leave a knife that's on the edge of a kitchen counter, my husband likes to take a picture of it and send it to me and ask why I continually like to endanger our child. But I tell him, I'm just teaching him survival skills. And, you know, so far, so good.
It's a hard world, don't you?
It is. Number two, my apology to my husband, Bart, on our anniversary. I apologize for not being able to clean up doggy diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Got a very sensitive sniffer here and a really bad gag reflex.
Mm-hmm. So if I
you have another apology.
That one didn't make the list. So whenever anything happens, I'm not the one that can clean it up because I will vom. However, our senile old dog, who is 16 years old, who has been having gastrointestinal issues, did have an incident that I did clean up.
Progress.
Well done.
Get this woman a certificate.
Apology number three for our 8th anniversary. Bart,
gag reflex.
Throw it in there. Let's make it 9.
In the hopes we get to 9?
Uh-huh.
I apologize for being extra. I know my go big or go home mentality comes at a cost to you sometimes. Like the brunch that went off the rails. But, in my defense, we always have fun and make good memories.
Aww.
My 4th apology to my husband for our 8th anniversary. I apologize for my procrastination. Mm. I know waiting to get stuff done stresses all of us out, and you would rather me have the clothes put away at a reasonable hour instead of right before we go to bed, wondering if it'll ever get done. So I apologize for that. My 5th apology for our wedding anniversary, my inability to throw things away or get rid of stuff. Mm. I know the clutter is my fault. I have an unhealthy attachment to certain things. Sentimentality is one of my flaws. But it is what it is.
You can't have a butt after every apology.
Okay, I will have a butt after this one. I apologize for the hair clump that's in the corner of the shower.
Ooh.
But. No.
I can't help it if my hair sheds.
What happens is when I take a shower and all the hair collects in the drain, I just take my right big toe and flip it over into the corner of the shower.
You get sexier every day.
And that's where it stays. My 7th apology to my husband on our 8th anniversary. Bart, I apologize for being paramenopausal. But if you could stop eating so loud, that would really be much appreciated.
That one's valid.
God, he licks the plate.
He licks it?
Yes.
That's wax.
Got it. Okay. 3 of them.
So you got 3 dogs in the house.
Yeah, got them.
4. Power, you got 3 dogs.
You have 3 dogs?
Yes.
I'm losing track.
Leroy, Willie, and Boone.
Dang.
Yes. And lastly, my darling husband of 8 years, I apologize for not saying thank you enough.
No, but
you don't deserve it all the time.
I love you, and I love our life together.
That's sweet.
Aw, happy anniversary.
But, no, I'm just kidding.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of new items, like Honeycrisp apples for $2.99 a pound and boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $3.99 a pound. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through November 4th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.